From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Schools and rural school districts often don't have the budget or the teachers to offer students all of the courses they'd like to take. As part of our series, United and Divided, on bridging the urban-rural divide, Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted visited one rural district in Missouri trying to fix that problem.
Tucked away in Jefferson County in the eastern part of Missouri, at the meeting of State Highway C and State Highway Y, sits Grandview High School.
Which is out in the middle of nowhere.
And Grandview Middle School.
Literally in the woods.
And Grandview Elementary School.
In a place where you can't buy a gallon of milk or a gallon of gas.
That's Matt Zoff, the superintendent of the district. He oversees about 750 students and 65 teachers. Half of his students qualify for the free and reduced lunch program. Enrollment is down, budgets are tight, and he has trouble attracting and retaining teachers.
We're the lowest paid school district, minus one K-8 district. So I'm asking my teachers to do a lot more on a lot less.
That means he may not have enough teachers for every course. Take physics, for example. Yeah, physics.
I may have two or three kids, because we're such a small school, that are interested in taking a physics course. So to offer physics on campus would be tough.
Think lab equipment, textbooks, and the limited number of qualified teachers in town.
But I can take those two or three kids, put them in a study hall and assign them physics, and they can take it online.
Online classes. The Grandview District teamed up with the private company to launch a virtual public summer school for its rural students to give them course options they don't normally see during regular registration. About 200 students enrolled the first year. Similar programs exist in Colorado and Iowa. The headquarters of Missouri's virtual summer school is just past the football field here in a building backed up against the tree line.
Right now, as you can see, I have like 17% that's high performing.
Elaine Schlett runs Missouri's virtual summer school program. Today, she's clicking away on her laptop to check students' progress. Three pie charts pop up on her screen.
I have 59 that's kind of iffy. Pacing risk because they consider speeding or going through it too quick or that. And then I have about 24% that's behind.
Courses include French 2, archaeology, and advanced placement calculus. Students can log in, do their required lessons, and interact with their teachers, all online. Some of them do it from home. Others, without internet, can come take their courses in the library. The courses count toward graduation, just like any other. And this summer, more than 1,300 students are enrolled. Now, students in rural districts across the state use it.
We almost double every year, enrollment-wise. I mean, we get them from way down in Walnut Grove to Eminence to anywhere in the state. You know, little rural towns you don't hear of very often. It's like, that's a new one this year, you know.
Superintendent Matt Zoff says people often have a misconception of the potential of rural students.
I think they look at the rural student as, kind of a hillbilly hick that they don't want to succeed. They don't want to take those courses, you know, because we're not going to offer, you know, what the Golden Ring in St. Louis offers.
Online classes are not a fit in all cases. There are questions about quality of the curriculum or the lack of face-to-face interaction with teachers, concerns about students absorbing the material and doing the work. But for his district and his students, Zoff says it's an option that gives them the best chance to succeed with limited resources.
Because there are so few teachers, there are so few students, and most of the time the schools can't offer the courses that everybody else has taken, so using them to compete, I think, is only fair.
Like any other superintendent, he's looking to give the kids in his district a new opportunity. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
And in the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner.